Somebody told me I had to be done at 10:27, so you guys want to dismiss now or what? No. So,
California.
Oh, California time, okay. So, I got a little bit of time then. So, I started out this week doing some stuff. I'm going to do on being courageous. And the more I worked on it, the more God goes, anyway, I want you to talk about. And believe it or not, last night, I was with a friend of mine, or yesterday, we was doing some stuff, and we got to talk about if he was saved, and his household, and things like that, and had a really interesting conversation. And he says, what I do see, and all the people I know are Christians, is what they all have in common is you have a faith that I don't have. So I tried to share with him about that faith and talk to him about it. He didn't make a decision yesterday, but this morning when he got up and left our house, he told me, he hugged me, and he says, thank you for yesterday. I needed that. And that you have said some things that stirred things in my heart and in my mind. I've never heard this young man talk about his heart and mind, because it kind of helped me this morning to say, go ahead and do this instead of the one about courageousness. So I thought, last night I set up, I was up to 1:30 last night reading and talking to myself, talking to the Lord about faith. He kept bringing that word faith up all day yesterday. Every time we got to talk about God, Christ, being our Savior, and how He works in our life, he goes, I don't have that kind of faith. I don't have that kind of faith. I would like to someday, but I just don't know about how you guys have that faith. You know, sometimes, yeah, I'm a little thick-skulled. So it took me a while to figure out that's what God wanted me to talk to you guys about this morning. And he works with me in just some of the weirdest ways. I didn't know where to go or how to start this to figure out. I opened my Bible last night to get started. He was sitting there next to me. And I opened my Bible and opened to Hebrews 11 right on the button. And I looked right there and guess what it says at the top of the page? Definition of faith. Now, if you don't call that getting told that's what you need to talk about, I don't know what it is. So I'm going to try to cover it the way as I read through this and some of the highlights, and hopefully I get to share my faith that I have in our Lord more. And I hope it gives you the opportunity to search your faith out and be able to share it with others. The definition of faith, it says, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Last night I got thinking about that. Yes, that's true, but also I think God does give us a lot of visible things to be faithful about. Seeing our missionaries going overseas in places where they could be killed, but they have faith that God's going to take care of them. My wife tells me all the time, I worry about, man, I'm a worrier. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. She says, don't worry. God will take care of me. God will protect me. There's that faith again. Can't see it. Can't touch it. But it's there. It's really there. So, you know, Enoch had so much faith. I'd like to be like him. Had so much faith, he didn't have to see death. God pulled him up to heaven. That faith, that's strong faith, isn't it? I'd like to go down to Hebrews 11:6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who are diligently seeking him." I read that and I wanted to go downstairs, wake Ben up, and say, I think what you see in us is our diligently to please God by going out and doing his work. I believe that God, when we commit our life to God, we're in his army or in his servants, and we should serve him. And one of the ways we serve him is sharing about him and talking about him and tell people about his faith in us and the faith we should have in him. Some of the people in the Bible, they call them heroes of faith. There's a whole big list of them. I just picked a few out. One I think is a hero in faith because, man, to hear God say, go build an ark, and there's never been water, rain, or anything. What are you talking about? You want me to build a boat? What's a boat? Out here in the middle of nowhere. Why do I need a boat that big? But he had the faith. He moved his family to build this because God said he wanted to save the animals and save his household because he had what? Faith. Strong faith. It says, in 7, it says, by faith, Noah, being directly warned of things that not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he commended the world, condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Faith. Such a little word is so big. Sunday school teacher I had, Ward Lou Ira. He told me, he always told me, he says, if you got faith, you can do about anything you want to do. And he says, if you share that faith, you'll make the world a lot better place. And every time I seen him, he'd say, have you shared your faith to make the world a better place? I try all the time, but I fall short a lot. But anyhow, that's another story. Another one of faith is, hero of faith is Abraham and Sarah. You know, they was considered way past the age of having kids. But Sarah believed. Abraham moved everybody to get to where they have the land that God gave to them. Just picked up and moved. They lived in tents. Like nomads. Sarah had little ones. And then he had to offer up his son. And didn't question, basically. He said, I have faith. There's that thing you can't touch, but we have. And always, faith will bring you through. We was in Sunday school this morning. For y'all, you guys didn't show up. We had favorite verses. And then we told why they were important to us or why they were favorites of ours. And I wrote them all down. I got a big list. Not quite as big as Charlie's. He showed me later, but that just encouraged me that much more, is that all this seemed to be, as I was sitting there, seemed to be always just keeps funneling down to what? Our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, that He's going to prepare a place for us. He's going to take care of us while we're here. And then He asked, will you please share about me? Do my work. Would you, like, how many of us has got enough faith, or like the faith of Joshua, to stand and circle a place like God told him, and then have big walls just fall down? You didn't have to do nothing but just stand there and circle them and have concrete, basically what we call concrete, walls fall down. Rubble. That's faith. Still can't touch it, but we can see it. And the unseen faith is in our heart for our God. I get in here, it says in Hebrews, it reminds us about faith. Of a lot of the people in the Bible, and of all the good and bad things that happens that God takes care of. And He tells us to have faith because of what? One of you young men said it this morning, because He's standing by us all the time. Tammy said that also. He's always right there, got His hand on me, standing next to me, or leading the way. Raymond, I know, there's a few others, military. We got led into some really different stuff when he was in the military, in different parts. Some was good, some was bad. But we had faith. Even if we wasn't a believer at the time, God was leading us to become a believer. Am I right, Raymond? He was preparing us. What did he say? I was preparing a place for you. He helps us get our heart right, our mind right, get that faith in our bed and our life. And that faith is what drives our culture, our religion, and our that we want to go out. I don't like to say culture and religion, I guess, is because that makes us sound pagan. I guess is what the word is. I think if we're God's people, we're saints. He tells us we're saints. And we should act accordingly. We don't always do it. That's why Christ died, because of our sins. And we was also talking about that this morning. Where's she at? She moved on me. Oh, there she is. Told me that it don't matter how big the sin is or how little the sin is. He was talking, it's sin. So we should ask for forgiveness through faith. We can get that because we know Christ. We were at a funeral just not too long ago. And Jill and I prayed about her uncle and talked to him and talked to other people on that side of the house that haven't been saved. And a lot of times we heard, oh, I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want nothing to do with it. But we've always talked about it and found out that Christ had softened some of these people's hearts. And they got led to the Lord. I don't know if Jill and I, by praying or by talking to them, that we planted seeds. And it just finally come about or what. But you can even rejoice in having more people in the faith. We were told by this young couple that we know. I mean, it's their cousin. They were kind of wild and stuff. They get there and we were talking. All of a sudden he goes, oh, by the way, Jill. Do you know we got saved? We're going to church. All the kids are, yeah, we got saved. Our cousin Ron was, I think this weekend they was baptizing in the lake, right? He's going to get to baptize his kids because of faith. And the kids have faith in him and in Christ now. And so does his wife. It was a total different picture when we got there than what it used to be. It was great. It was just exciting to see God grow through people. His kingdom's getting bigger. It's great. One of the littlest girls, she was kind of standoffish to me at first. And we was eating watermelon. Well, they were, and I told her, I don't want none. And I was eating the popcorn. I love popcorn. Anyhow, she comes over finally and hands me a piece. You need to eat a piece of watermelon. I says, okay. Just because you brought it over. And she says, she looked me right, handed it to me. She says, God provided it for us. Now how do you refuse a piece of watermelon? It's like, but you know how old that young girl was? 3 and a half. Faith like a child. I remember our daughter one time, she had faith in me for some reason or another, but we had a two-story deck where we used to live. And all I heard was, Dad, catch me. And I turned and here's this girl flying through the air coming at Dad. She just knew I was going to catch her, which luckily I did, but it was like, wow, now faith, that's faith. And I always go back to that one instance in my life and saying, is my faith as good as hers to my Lord? Do I have the faith to jump off and say, you know, I know God, I know I'm not supposed to. I'm smart. Well, sometimes people don't think I am. But anyhow, I fell out of a few trees in my time. But they have know that God's going to take care of me. To have that faith. I always come back when we was doing, I think Charlie was reading something and I went right to, no, it was Marv. I went to that Hebrews 11:6. If you're seeking God or our Christ in faith, we're going to have a path, right? And the path is what? The Lord. It's narrow. But if we're seeking Him, He's going to give us a path. He's going to let us follow Him. And if we do, we have a great place that we can end up. Our souls will be in paradise with Him to be able to glorify Him. So, I guess what I'm saying, I hope you're seeking God's wisdom and your faith for that, so that you can share your faith with other people. Because if we share, our church is going to grow, and we're going to impact our community. As Tony Evans says, if you have a good family, you have a good church, then you're going to have a good neighborhood, then you're going to have a good town, then you're going to have a good county, then you're going to have a good state, so on, so on, so on. And how are you going to do that? Having faith that God's going to be there with you when you go to your neighbor and say, would you like to come to church? I got a great church. Would you come to church with me? Would you like to know why I'm excited? Or Vern, can you ask the guy down the street from you to come to church next week? I don't do it all the time. Raymond and I, we have fun together a lot of times. We see people at the filling station or something, because we'll start talking to them about it. And we'll get to talking. Next thing you know, the guy might have left, but we're still talking. We're down the street 4 or 5 hours. Did we give what we were supposed to give the message to that guy? I think we did, I think. Oh, yeah. We said this and this and this. Then Raymond comes up with, I think he seen the joys in our heart for Christ. Because we have that faith in the Lord that He's always with us. Joe has gave, what was the name of that podcast thing you did the other day that about the soldier? Oh, anyhow, there's a soldier. I think some of you guys are a Japanese soldier. I'm going to use this to tell people to have faith like this guy had. If we can have faith in Christ like he did for his lieutenant, there's no stopping Christianity. The war, he fought in World War II on Little Island. The war had got over. They were down to four men, him and three others. One of them died. Two of them left because they believed the leaflets that they'd been dumping for weeks on end. But he thought it was a conspiracy to have him come in. But he fought for 29 years after the war was over. And they finally, somebody met with him and talked to him, and he says, This is not true. It's not true because my lieutenant would have came back and told me and relieved me of command. So they had to go back and get his lieutenant, which then was a book salesman or something, and bring him back to this island and go out and find him in the jungle where he had provisions, he had weapons, he had ammunition, and he was still conducting raids. For that lieutenant to come up to him and say, "You're relieved of duty. The war's over." I'm waiting for Christ to come and get me and tell me the war is over. The war is over. I don't want to see other people die and go to hell. And in my heart, I might not share the best, say the right things, but I hope I'm reaching people for Christ. Because I have faith. I have faith. And in that faith, I want to do work for Christ. Not that I have to, but he does tell me here, diligently I should do his work. It's because I want to, and I'm instructed to. But I try to do it with a joyful heart most of the time. I do browbeat some people once in a while, because if you knew some of the people I work with, and the industry, it's pretty rough. Let's have the faith of the heroes of the Bible. Joseph, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, Noah, on and on and on. And you look at all of them, it's because they had faith in Christ and the Lord. I want my name, hopefully someday, I don't know if this is being greedy or what, I hope my name is wrote in that book that I was a hero for Christ. I had faith enough to serve him, to trust him, and to do his work. I'd like to see everybody here's name be on that list. I like to do a lot of joking and kidding around, but this is something we don't joke and kid around about. Because there's lives at stake and souls to be lost or won. I want to see souls won instead of lost. And I don't know, this church has helped me grow immensely. It's because of a lot of the men that are in this church and the joy and the brightness of the ladies in our church, that they know a lot. It's made me want to know more and do more. So hopefully, someday all of us can do more. If you wasn't in Sunday school to see two young men share favorite verses, bam, smiling as soon as I said that, and smiled, and then shared it confidently, makes me get a big head. I shouldn't, but it does. Man, we got youth that's coming up that's going to continue the fight. So in that, always encourage our youth, get out and share and just keep the faith. Build your faith. Work diligently towards your faith. And I always say, if he ain't said thank you to the pastor for doing what he does up here in our community, and how much he loves us, is like Christ loves us, and he does that stuff for everybody. Because he knows that faith is out there and he wants to share it with people. And I've seen him do it away from here a lot of times. So let's do that. Let's help him out. Let's be a team. Let's be in God's army. Let's get out there and fight for what we know is right. And share, because nobody else is going to do it. Let's do it. Again, I wanted to thank you for having confidence and letting me share with you guys. I know I'm not the best person and don't word it right all the time, but the Lord really laid this one on my heart yesterday after talking to Ben. That one little word, faith.